shine enough to spread. It's just like the fella said. Tell me quick, ain't love a kick in the head.
42-38. The Razorbacks are going to move to 3-1 on the season. Wilson takes a knee, and for the third straight year, the Razorbacks have won the Southwest Classic. 42-38.
Ladies and gentlemen, now in the studio, a 6-1 broadcaster from Ouachita Baptist University. He's on the Arkansas Sports Hall of Fame board as well as the Arkansas Travelers board. He's been known to impersonate coaches such as Houston Nutt at the Little Rock Touchdown Club. His knowledge of Southern fried food is impeccable, and you can recognize his voice from a mile away.
What a slam! Touchdown, Washington!
He's the mouth of the South. It's Rex Nelson.
Well, good morning. We're in early, a couple hours early. Usually come in at 11 o'clock during football season, but Bill Vickery sleeping off that Razorback victory, sleeping off the victory. Say that three times very quickly, Matt. So we'll be filling in for 3 hours, but when Bill is not here.
Only.
Actually, we can get Beth Wiedauer in. First time in two years, right?
I know, it's been a while. Thank you for having me.
I appreciate you coming in. Thank you so much, Beth. Has been a guest with us before, but again, it's been a while.
It has been a while.
We're going to talk about that Razorback victory. You heard Chuck Barrett. My goodness, what a comeback in the second half. I had pretty much thought they were dead and done, down by 18 at halftime, as you probably had. Arkansas, number 18. They will likely move up 42. Number 14, Texas A&M, 38, as Arkansas wins the Southwest Classic for a third consecutive year. So we're going to talk about that. Brett Stats Norsworthy, our friend from WHBQ Sports 56 in Memphis, will be with us in the third hour, and we will talk all things Southeastern Conference in the third hour of the show. In the second hour, Dr. Fitzhill, the very inspiring president of Arkansas Baptist College, will be our guest, and Beth's going to co-host for the entire show this morning, and we're going to talk about food and music and Delta Crafts.
Delta.
Yeah, all kinds of fun stuff in the first hour. Since it has been so long, Beth, I'm going to let you basically introduce yourself. Tell us, in the words of Admiral Stockdale, who am I and why am I here?
Why am I here? Well, I'm here because Vickery's not. We already acknowledged that.
Yeah, that's established.
Well, thanks again for having me, Rex. I have been almost 6 years a deltoid now.
6 years?
Six
it doesn't seem that long.
6 years this holiday season.
Yeah.
So, yeah, work over in the Delta, eat a lot, travel a lot, and try and bring some dollars and some visitors and some economic development to the communities up and down the Mississippi River in East Arkansas.
A little background on your program with the National Trust for Historic Preservation, how it came about, and kind of some of the things you do. I know you've got 100 balls in the air at any one time.
Balls in the air. Well, about 6 years ago, the National Trust and the folks here in Little Rock with the Arkansas Department of Heritage got together, and we were one of two programs in the country selected to test a new model for rural economic development. It's really, at its heart, it's asset-based. So it is taking the culture and the heritage and the stories and the food and the music and the great small towns that we have from Helena to Blytheville to Lake Village, and really building on that as a means of reinvesting in the Delta. And so we do lots of fun projects, everything from an Arkansas Delta music trail and the recent Johnny Cash Music Festival.
And we're going to talk about that a little later in depth, but go ahead.
And get to work on some neat projects with the entrepreneurs and the small business folks up and down the Delta.
You spent the day in Helena yesterday. If you haven't gotten your Sunday paper yet, the front of the style section today of the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. Great article by Sean Clancy, big headline that says flower power, and flower power, that, as we'd say in Arkansas, flower power. King Biscuit organizer expects 50,000 at the Helena West Helena Blues Festival. And the great thing, because, you know, I've worked in marketing and I know a little bit about branding and so forth, Helena's got its biscuit back. It's a long, convoluted story how they lost that name, but it's so wonderful because most people still called it King Biscuit anyway, and it's King Biscuit again.
All that matters is it's back official now. Yep. Money Jordan and the folks in Helena have worked so hard for the last 2 years. Last year's event with B.B. King, the 25th anniversary, was fabulous, and have a great lineup with Keb Moe and those folks this year. The weather's going to be great. Helena looks fabulous. Downtown Helena is welcome for 50,000 plus.
Wow. Wow. Talk a little bit about all that was going on yesterday. I know you were doing manual labor, which is something I tried never to do on a Saturday.
I haven't done it in a while. You know, I think the last time I was over here, we were finishing up a project in downtown Helena. We took a commercial storefront that had about 450 broken TVs stacked on top of each other, and we had turned that into a great new retail store down there and working with lots of property owners in Helena. Mm-hmm. So I was recruited again yesterday to come down and help clean up and clean out, and everyone was out on the street getting ready for visitors next weekend.
Boy, I tell you, October is absolutely my favorite month. I like the fall months, and we've got, after a really brutal summer, at least for right now, kind of an early fall. It was 40.
It was cold this morning when I got
there. The thermometer on my car, now granted it was after midnight because I did a football game in Cleveland, Mississippi last night on the radio, but when I crossed the Helena Bridge, the thermometer on my car said 47 degrees last night.
You were up much later than I.
Yeah, exactly.
After my day, I hit the sack around 9.
Yeah, well, they were still going.
It was chilly then.
They were still going strong. Over at the Isle of Capri, Cool and the gang were playing last night. I thought, are they still around?
I'm sorry, I missed that.
Yeah, we may need some Cool and the Gang bumper music to mix in with the mix there. Yeah. Hey, I'm old enough to appreciate that.
Hey, I was a Cool and the Gang fan.
Yeah, absolutely. So they were playing at the Helena Bridge last night. But as I crossed, it was cool. Such a beautiful time of year. And it's always a great time of year to go over to Helena. Kind of describe that scene for people that haven't been there, with the thousands of people on the streets, the food vendors, the people who bring not only RVs but tents down along the levee, down along the
tent city.
Yeah,
yep. It's amazing. It's electric for sure. To have a town of 12,000 to 15,000 folks grow into 50,000 or 60,000 for one weekend. The events kick off Thursday, although the real party starts Wednesday when the locals come out Wednesday night and Thursday morning. There is incredible food if you're a fried pie fan, which I happen to be.
Me too. Unfortunately, for my waistline.
Unfortunately, is right. It's a fantastic place to be to eat. Corn on the cob, roasted corn on the cob, fried pies, funnel cakes, of course. Incredible barbecue. My favorite event of the weekend is the Bloody Mary contest.
Oh wow!
Friday and Saturday mornings, and I am plugging to be a judge again this year. So
we need to do this show one Sunday over there, Matt.
Hey,
you need to work on that.
Yeah,
we'll just take it on the road. But
I like that.
Again, the last few years, this is the 26th festival, but the last few years, and like I said, it's a long, convoluted story, but it was the Arkansas Blues and Heritage Festival. The name King Biscuit was owned by an out-of-state entity, New York-based. They claimed it. They were going to put a competing festival in Memphis, but everybody's mind, again, King Biscuit was Helena. And so a little bit of background on all that went on, best you know.
You know, this started, the King Biscuit Blues Festival started 26 years ago as a project of Main Street Helena, which is the group that works to revitalize downtown.
Basically out of the bed of a flatbed truck.
Exactly,
right?
Exactly. Just to bring local folks down and to build again on that rich music heritage and the blues heritage that the Delta is closely associated with. So to have a weekend festival grow to 50 to 60, 70,000 folks at its peak is incredible. And I think we caught the attention of out-of-state folks and those interested in making some money. I think there was the misperception that this was a major moneymaker.
Mm-hmm.
And the reality is it was a volunteer-based event by the folks in town, and a lot of the artists and performers were doing this gratis. And so I don't know that was very well communicated, and we didn't do our due diligence and trademark the name or you know, what started as a small weekend festival grew quickly, and so some folks were able to come in and legally get control of that name. But I just can't say enough about Money Jordan and the committee that she worked with last year the folks in Helena who really stepped up and were able to negotiate with the King Biscuit Entertainment Group out of New York and California and get the rights to the name back. So it's home in Helena where it belongs.
Yeah, and, you know, we have done, after many decades of doing such a poor job of capitalizing on that wonderful music heritage, we have done a better job in recent years. Yesterday, as I was on my way to Cleveland, Mississippi, and we'll get more into this after the break, but the guy that was working the game with me, I wanted to take him to lunch in Clarksdale, and as we drove through downtown Clarksdale, no festival or anything, just a regular day, they've done a good job also of capitalizing on the blues heritage. A huge group of Asian tourists walking across the street. I mean, this is literally something that draws people from all over
Absolutely.
The world.
Absolutely. We have two busloads of folks from Ireland up in Dyess in Mississippi County a few weeks ago.
Recognize
Japanese.
This guy?
Absolutely. Japanese travelers. I mean, it's incredible the reach that this has.
We're going to talk about Dyess a little bit. We'll
I'm
talk about Helena
some
more. We've got a lot of music talk coming up. Beth Whitehour from the National Trust for Historic Preservation, who does so much to promote the Arkansas Delta, with us today, co-hosting in the absence of Bill Vickery, who's in a bed somewhere in a hotel somewhere. Get up for that Dallas game, Bill. It starts at noon. We're back after this.
Brother Gene is big and mean, and he don't have much to say. He had a little woman who he whooped each day, but now she's gone away. Got drunk last night, kicked mama down the stairs, but I'm all right, so I don't care. Oh,